Okay, everybody here, we'll wait a few minutes. We'll wait another minute. We'll wait 8:10.
But this one is long.
Would not be talking as much.
So Jeff, how would you like homework to be turned in?
Email.
For you?
Yeah.
For you.
Just attach a paragraph to and
yeah, no, these other languages, they can show you where some natural breaks in there for like teaching.
Harvard's
Well, he came with all of them.
It'll be just a Harvard.
All friends.
We're now all instantly friends.
So,
are you going to work up here?
Do you work like that?
Transition.
And what field are you in, Charles?
There's some questions.
Okay.
And of course,
are you from California? I've never been there.
I've been to a lot of things.
When did you I lived in Chicago for 6 years. I'm just a little groggy.
Hey, Lynn.
Doing okay. How are you doing?
With like corn oil or something like that? Olive oil?
It's a little late in the season. Yeah.
No, but I was saying that that's the case. That's where you guys were different.
Never had
you
had
it.
But it was rice. It was
sweet. She had rice. You didn't have an issue. And she had an issue. So you're coming at it from a different perspective.
You only have one
a year.
And I was doing one
because I think they're not
okay, we'll begin. Okay, we have some visitors. So like yesterday we had some visitors. And so, and some people switched classes they were attending. We had some, today was there yesterday, yesterday night. And then we had some new person and a visit. And then Eric, the elder, was there. So, if this is your first time, why don't you tell us your name?
My name is Walter.
Okay. And you came with Carver and Faye.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And?
Ron Sage.
Ron. Okay. Now, what we do is because it's impossible, you know, since this is the fifth class and the final class of this class, and next week's another class, you're like, you don't really know where one begins and one ends. It's just going to be a continuum. Is we won't go around saying people's names because you could see them, see the names, because we're going to take every second of this two-hour class, which is now an hour 47 minutes. Any prayer requests before we begin? Any prayer requests? Yes, Julie.
Praise.
Yes.
For the last
Yeah.
And it was challenging for me because I was the only Christian. And it worked out really, really, really well.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. It was like navigating between other people's expectations.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You could pray for me. I had them pray for me yesterday. This Friday, I'm at Mount Hermon giving two sermons at a men's retreat for a church in San Francisco that I have a long-standing relationship with. And so... pray for stamina and safe drive. Going there early in the morning, coming back late at night. Safe drive on 17. So that's all I would ask for. And stamina. I've always deal with stamina with my autoimmune disorder. That's my Achilles heel. Okay. Hi, Hannah. Okay, let me open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just give thanks for this time and just for... ending this class, next week's another class, Lord. Give us a good discussion in this one, and may you be praised. I pray for myself, stamina and pacing for the week. I also give thanks for Julie's praise about the shower, Lord. May you be glorified in all that we do. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Okay, just want to tell you about the homework. If you are intern, it's not due at the end of this course. It's due at the end of next course. So you get a reprieve of 5 weeks. And again, we changed the course requirements from the syllabus. One of the written assignments are the same. The other one has changed. The one about understanding the timeline thing, that's changed to... seeing how one of the gospel themes can be traced through the Bible. We've done that for two sessions, so you choose one that has not been talked about in two pages, and that'll be good enough. As a review, the first lecture we had, it was an open discussion on topics in the gospel, because you know one of the words that I use a lot is that I do not like reductionism, where people simplify things so much that it misses like the rest of the parts of the story. It's like saying, oh, the Titanic is all about steel is heavier than water. Well, it is about that, but it's all, oh no, okay, it's about a boat sinking. I think there's more than that. Oh, it's about an iceberg. The lesson is don't hit an iceberg. I think there's more than that. No, it's about the captain wanting to set a new speed record, too. Yeah, but it's more than... There's a lot of themes in the Titanic, and if you reduce it to one, it's sort of like you lose the story, and you lose... It's not even a story, it's historical. Many factors. The gospel has many factors, and we covered that in lecture one, and we came out with 16, and then we talked about how the themes matched up into the New Testament with Paul, and mostly with the writings of Paul, but also, and then lectures 3 and 4 looked back in the Old Testament and began tracing themes of the gospel so that you saw how certain themes were developed. Today, we're going to go to this topic, the gospel as it relates to evangelism. Because this is what you usually think the gospel is if you are like anywhere from baby boomer, around baby boomer, or a little bit younger than baby boomer. You think the gospel is how someone becomes a Christian. Well, technically, that's not what the gospel is, but technically, it must include this. Because in the New Testament, what you find is this great... Oh, I forgot to do this. Did you unlock? Oh, you unlocked it. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. I better. I was going to say, was Jeff stuttering here? Okay, where was I? Oh. Everyone in the New Testament, it isn't born into Christianity. They were mostly, the audience was Jewish. But even the Jewish
people and individuals had to be called into this new kingdom type of thing that Jesus was ushering in, you know? So like no one's born in it. Even the most devout person was not born in it. It's like, good, you know, you're just, you know, just come on in. You're just good to go. Didn't go that way. But the premise is that everyone who's introduced in the New Testament to Christ doesn't know all the themes of the gospel. Just impossible. Okay. There is no record, there's no narrative where someone is taught everything and says, oh, now that I know all 16 points, okay, I believe now, you know. 15, I don't know enough. 16, it does well. As a matter of fact, when you read the New Testament, you realize that people come to Christ through all different avenues. As a matter of fact, there is no prescribed script in which someone comes to Christ. I think Rob's at the executive meeting, but Rob Schultz was a long time a staff member of Campus Crusade when it was doing the four spiritual laws. There is no presentation of the four spiritual laws in any of the gospel dialogues that Jesus had or any of the sermons. None. So how does it become that when none was there? And there lies the interesting thing. They're all different, but there's something that connects them all, which is the beauty of Christ and the beauty of understanding how someone gets introduced to Christ. And so in this one, this lesson, we're going to try to study as many as we can in the 1 and 2 hour period, and so that you get a picture of what is happening in the New Testament. Let's go over the slides quickly. The gospel has many themes, yet no one in the New Testament came to Christ knowing them all. Okay? No one comes out of the box, okay? They came through various themes and gateways. And this is very, very important because I believe we are to do the complete the Great Commission of Christ. How do you speak to people about Christ, you know? This gives you a lot of good possibilities. One note, content of the dialogues in the four Gospels, and we're going to try to deal with the interactions Jesus had with individuals, did not include Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. While all the sermons and dialogues in Acts did include them. This is a crazy thing that you have to understand. And the reason why this is because when Jesus is talking in the Gospels, he didn't die yet and he wasn't resurrected yet. So what's he going to talk about? Oh, I'm going to talk about God. I'm going to talk about the kingdom. Oh, yeah, I'm going to die on the cross and I'm going to be resurrected. We'll include that, but I didn't die yet, so I can't really talk about it, you know? And it's a really interesting thing. And theologically, is why does this occur and why is it in every sermon, in every communication in the book of Acts? In terms, it's very, very important because the content of that event, the crucifixion and resurrection, becomes of critical importance. But it doesn't mean the Gospels are incomplete and of not worth.
Even though they hadn't been accomplished, Jesus did talk about the upcoming.
Oh, yeah. But he didn't talk about it in dialogues with unbelievers. He would share it with his disciples. You see, we're talking about evangelism. Like, because it was almost like he didn't want to, he had a secret mission to accomplish that he would reveal to a certain few. Because he knew they were out to get him. And it was like timing it. So he gets betrayed during the Passover. Really very interesting, the timing of things, okay? So I'm concluding that the death and resurrection of Christ are necessary themes in introducing to someone to Christ. But in terms of the gateway in which they come, the content includes this, but the gateway is different. Okay, the gateway is different. Now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the 10 possible gateways, and I cut them down from
my longer lecture on this, which takes like 6 hours, from like 15 to 10. And even in 10, we only got through 7, I think, yesterday's course, okay? But they're a little bit different. And so what you're going to do is I'm going to assign people groups of two each passage. So you get a good cross-section of what's happening, okay? Because the problem is what in evangelism, we talk about how does someone get introduced to Christ. Usually people pick on one of the narratives and say, that's it. That's the one. When really, it was one of, let's say, 24. So why is that the official one? Okay, so what am I talking about? You'll become more clearer in a short while. Okay, category number one, I'm going to write this down, is the hated abuser of power for self-gain. And that's our good buddy, Zacchaeus, in Luke 19. The guy's tax collector, okay? And it's really important that you understand, because this guy does something that's very wild, okay? Second category is the immoral individual who is caught. And that's, let's call it, the woman in adultery. And this is a hairy one. And the reason why it's hairy is because technically it's not in the earliest manuscripts of the New Testament. Okay? So, you know, but why not? Why not for this class? As long as you know that there's an asterisk on this one. Okay? It's a whole different gateway. There's others that I could have gotten to represent this gateway, but I chose this one, okay? The third is the criminal suffering the judicial penalty. That's the thieves on the cross. And this is a short one. So whoever gets this one, and if I assign this one, you're going to get two. Just want to tell you that this is a short one. This is very interesting. Very, very interesting one. The fourth one is the devoted religious seeker, which is Nicodemus. And that's in John 3. Okay? Devoted religious seeker. Number five, religious seeker plus money. And this guy's probably more devout. I mean, maybe a little less devout, because he's not a Pharisee, but he's very observant, and he's wealthy. So we're going to say call him the rich young ruler. That's usually what people know him as. And one of the interesting things about the rich young ruler, I believe it is the only one of the whole list that's in at least three Gospels. They like this one. They like this one. Whoever gets this one, Christine got it. Yes, like, yes, sir. This one, like, is really hard. It's like hard. This is a hard one. Okay. But I chose Mark's version because there's an interesting description of what Jesus thought of this person that adds to the possible understanding. Number six, outcast failure, Samaritan woman. This is John 4. Okay, some of these stories you might be familiar with, you know. But they're all a little different. Number seven. Now, we're not going to do number seven because it's too short. And I just tell you, the demonic possessed slave girl, anyone who is demonic depressed, basically what Jesus does is cast out the demon first. You know, Paul casts. cast out the demon. How are they going to accept? You gotta deal with the person, you know? And so even though it's there, I already told it to you, you know, you don't have to do it. And so if you ever meet someone like that, it's basically if you have to deal with anyone who is in cute, you got to deal with the acute. You know, that's the way it goes. Number eight, the poor. Now, this is not a dialogue, but James speaks much about the poor, and he ties it in with some, like, is he talking about, like, physical deliverance, salvation, spiritual deliverance? Because he has this unusual thing, like, faith without works is dead. And then he says, how can someone who is like hungry and you just say, oh, be blessed and be full and you don't care for him. And it has this really cryptic sort of a saying, can this faith save him? I don't know what you're saying, man. Just spill it out, you know? Faith without works is dead. So it's not only to the poor, it is also to the rich as well. It's like a two-edged sword here. Can that faith save? Faith without works is dead. And so it's not a dialogue, but it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting chapter. Nine, or eight, is children. And this is Matthew 19, 13 to 15. And I might not assign this because this is also very easy. But I might leave it for later. Okay?
Is it easy?
It's very short. And when you read them, Lynn, you're going to say, it's easy. Okay. When you read this one.
I want to read this one.
Here it is. Because I always say, okay, which gospel do you want to respond to? This one. I want to respond to this one. Okay. It's sort of like, then it's like, I don't want this one. I want this one. And it's very, very interesting. It's like, why are certain groups, the presentation is different? Okay, that's the question we have. And number 10, and this is a really nice one. It's Paul at the Areopagus, or Mars Hill, which is in Athens. And it's in Acts 17, and 16 is sort of the introduction that sets it up, and then 22 to 31. Now, this is not all. There's a lot I didn't put in, but there's a good cross section. Okay, so what are we going to do? I'm going to give you things to look for. What makes this difficult is they don't quite all are talking about the same themes. We might have answers to all the questions, but basically here, I have three things. What is the barrier? Because none of these people are Christian, are followers of Christ. Everyone has to become a follower of Christ. No one is born a follower of Christ, okay? That's what makes evangelical Christianity very, very, so it's an important sort of foundational understanding. Everyone has to personally commit, okay? What's the barrier? What do they need to break through? Okay. Is there blindness to these people? Some blindness. What do they need to? How does Christ bridge the barrier? Now, Christ may not always bridge it the way we would think he's bridging it. But Christ is a central figure and is the linchpin to all of these. So how does Christ fit into this? Okay. And then what is the desired response? Some will respond incredibly. Some will walk away and say, I can't do this. Others will laugh at Jesus. What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? Others, you don't know, and it's like delayed time-released medication, you know? You'll see the effects later on. Nicodemus is one of these.
yeah, you don't know what he said, but time released at the end of the gospel, at the end of his life, he claims Christ's body. So, yeah, you know, a little time release, you know, a little delay, okay?
And so, at least these quick questions, for those who were here yesterday night, which would be Hannah and Christina, any other suggestions, because you went through this, that would be good.
Ron has a question.
Yes.
So are you saying these are 10 ways that represent all the ways that people come to Christ, or you're just picking 10 because there's others that I could think of?
There are others, yeah, that it's a 2-hour class, so okay. I didn't, but they're just sort of like, yeah, this is a good cross section.
Okay.
Good sampling, you know. Like I said, I had like 15 in a longer presentation. Other sermons and things, but I don't. This is a.
I would say if you can do two, you should do two because it's interesting to see the contrast.
The contrast.
So my little team, two people. Yeah. We did rich young ruler and children.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yes. Yeah. Because.
It was stark.
A rich young ruler is also in Matthew 19, which is the same chapter as children. And the contrast, it's not, it's purposed by the author that they would be contrast. Another contrast is Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman, 3 and 4. It's purposely contrast. Okay, but you don't get the stark difference. It's just that these are really long chapters. That's it. Okay, so I originally said, okay, if you have a favorite, we'll let you volunteer. And then people said, just the sign. So I'm just going to sign. Okay, I'm just going to sign. Okay, and so we're going to do it by pairs. Okay, so who you're sitting next to, okay, will be a pair. Okay, so I'm going to give you at least one, and I might give you two. So Walter and Carver get Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus. So I'm gonna put this down. So Carver and Walter get Zacchaeus. Randy?
Should we do this again too?
Yeah, we'll give you a different one.
Oh, different one, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Randy and Teresa, and you're gonna have to tell Teresa of the speed. Get the woman caught in adultery. Faye and Felix, you get Nicodemus, because this one's short. I might add it later.
That answers to those three questions for the woman.
Do you spell with an E, Faye?
Oh, no.
That's the other
sorry. Forgiveness, please.
That's Tuesday night, Faye.
It's like, is that Jeff? Is that with a G?
Oh,
no. Okay, rich young ruler would be Jen Seng and Ron, rich young ruler. And because Christine said this is good, it pairs well with the children. You get the children. So do Mark's version and then look at Matthew and see where the children fit in. So it's short. It's very short. Christine, you get this, and Christine and Julie get the Samaritan woman. Dale and Bruce get James 2. It's not a dialogue, but there's some hairiness going on here. Yeah.
next to Lynn and Clarissa, get Paul at Athens. And the last two, John and Hannah. Thieves. But it's too easy. They got to get another one there. I mean, we can give you the classic ones where, like, Jesus comes to, like, the fishermen and says, you know,
what happened to
me?
People who are open to listening but not seeking to vote? Oh, that's bad.
That's this one. That's this one.
We put three people in that one.
So John and Hannah. But the thieves is very short, so I'm going to have to add another one. Anyone know of another dialogue or the Ethiopian eunuch is a good one. That's a category of someone. Okay, like someone just says, "Hey, what's this passage about?" Okay, it's sort of it's a short one. Okay, what's the chapter of that?
You forgot demonic possession.
Yeah, because it's kind of short, you know. The eunuch. Where is that?
Eunuch.
And what's the Acts?
Acts 8.
There's a whole bunch in Acts. Like the jailer who's like scared to death because like where are the prisoners and stuff like that. And they're like, oh, wow, this is a possible moment. So we'll have the eunuch and there is John and Hannah. Like there's a whole bunch I didn't put in. Jesus and the callings of the disciples. But there's something mysterious going on with those. It's like, when I think about Jesus calling the disciples, it's sort of like Jesus giving them an offer they can't refuse, and they just sort of like, yeah, it's all like preordained. Some of these are very interesting. A lot of them say no. A lot of these people say no. Okay, any questions before you do the study? Because 15 minutes. And prior to 9, we're going to gather, and I'm going to flip this board, and I'm going to do a big chart. Okay? And you do at least these questions, but perhaps all these questions cannot be answered. Okay? There might be some interesting insight. So go ahead, take 15 minutes, and I'll tell you when there's like 3 minutes left. Hey, Randy, should I put this on pause? You didn't get this one, right?
No. Nicodemus.
Yes. It's good that you get another one.
Yeah.
Then you could get this.
Two more. She gets two more.
Two more, yeah.
I think. Yeah. really
I don't understand.